This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
It's not your motto or your mantra.
I think it could be.
Yeah.
But like somebody, I don't know if this was on Reddit or where it was, but people were talking about like this sentence that's been said to you that you just, it struck you.
Resonates, hits hard, words to live by.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. That. I'm trying to think of any that I have that I could say on the radio.
Actually, you have one that I, this past summer, kind of really used.
Get after it?
Yeah.
Oh, is really? That really yeah. it? I do say that a lot, but it's not a sentence. Well, it kind of is. It's got
it became everything. My like life motto, and not just it. In regards to like Hinge, but like, no, if I, but if I was like, oh man, I don't know if I should go hang out with my friends or just stay home. It's like, get after it. Yeah, ooh, for sure.
Okay.
If you're not getting after it, you're not.
Yeah, go
like,
live.
What are you doing? Yeah.
That's a good one. I was assuming that all of yours would be like drinking, like cheers, you know, all the funny, like before you take a shot, all those.
Oh, to honor.
Yeah, to like those, yeah.
Oh.
Do you know how that one ends?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those always strike me when Slacker says something.
Yeah, while you're downloading the Odyssey app, why don't you go look up the honor toast? Can't do that one on the air. Like, what was the first one on this list hit me so hard when I read it. Nobody's ever said this to me before, but it tells me that I treat most of my life incorrectly. Because, like, if I have a friend in a lot of need, especially a friend who's like, in one of those I told you so scenarios,
yeah,
like, dude, you gotta stop doing this, you gotta stop, and they do it again, and they need your help. Listen to this sentence, and it applies, like, when someone is drowning, it's not the right time to teach them how to swim.
Wow. Mm. Yeah.
And I'm gonna live by that the next time one of my friends, if you're one of my friends, and you're on the verge of calling me for bail money, trust me, I'll hook you up, and I won't say a word. Because I'm always the guy who's like, what'd you do? Why are you doing that? We talked about it. It's like, what are you doing, man? They can't hear that right now.
Really?
Yeah.
I took it to mean, I think, the exact opposite.
No.
Of like, yeah, if someone's drowning, now's not the time. Like, if they've made the decision to drown, now's not the time to help them.
No, that's
how I heard it.
No. Help them, but don't teach them how to swim now.
They're focused on surviving.
Help them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Still help them. But now is not the time. Okay, move your arms. It's like, that's not helpful. They're drowning. Like,
okay.
Don't
I see it.
Teach lessons when somebody's in a crisis.
Mm-hmm.
I see.
Like, my parents did it to me. I've done it to my son. Oh, I'm in trouble. Like, you're like, dad, like, when you call your parents and you're like, I'm too drunk and whatever. And your parents are like, oh, how many times have I told you? And it's like, what are you doing? Just go pick them up, man. Go pick them up. They don't need a life lesson right now. They need a ride.
Hmm.
That doesn't hit you that way?
No, I feel like
you're
that,
like
I
let them.
They're
you're
living
like,
the
let
life
them
lesson.
Drown.
I feel like especially if we've had this conversation beforehand about like what you should do.
Wow,
what you
are a
do.
Cold-hearted dude.
Why?
Because you're just gonna let them drown? Do you take that to mean let them drown?
If I've given you the guidance and you've come to me for help before and I've given it to you and you've chosen to ignore it, at some point, don't you have to stop?
Yeah, because at that point you are the enabler, but I don't.
If someone's drowning,
this sentence doesn't go that far.
But what about this other sentence? Don't set yourself on fire to keep others warm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right? So if I've
That's a great mantra.
If I've been like helping and helping and helping, and it's like at a certain point you have to make.
But you're not setting yourself on fire to help somebody who's drowning. You're just helping them out one more time.
Okay.
Wow. That's really weird that we took that two different ways.
Yeah.
I totally respect the way.
No, because
there's a point. I absolutely agree with the toxicity of like your friendships and your family. And there is a point where it's like, weed your garden.
It's ooh, like, there you go. That's
like, you
got
to sometimes get after it. And sometimes you got to weed your garden. All right. So we just explored that one farther than I thought we were going to. If you have some sort of phrase or a sentence that is life-changing, we'd love to hear it. 303-222-5423. Or you can text in at that exact same number.
There's a lot of these that are hitting hard.
You almost cried.
Yeah.
I did.
Which, what was the one? Are you going to do it? Oh, no. I didn't mean
I won't.
You can cry.
No. Grief is love with nowhere to go.
That does hit hard.
Yeah.
Because it's just,
That honestly, so actually one of my friends told me that after my sister's passing.
So you've read that before today?
I have, yeah.
Wow.
And that has tremendously helped with my grief process.
Can I just say, so many people treat grief like something you gotta get over.
Yeah.
And it's absolutely not.
No, I encourage everyone to feel it. Truly feel it.
Because that is, you're right. It's just love.
Yeah.
It's just love for Kelly.
Yeah.
And you're just like, but Kelly's not there to shower it on. So instead you just get like bathe in it.
Yeah, exactly.
Whoa.
I don't want to say it now.
Fighting the urge so hard to go like, well, T.I., you're going to let her drown?
Mine's-
what are you going to do? It's like, sorry, I've already talked to Aaron about crying on the air.
No, okay, so there's another one.
Yeah, dig us out of this one, Aaron. You're the only person who
Another one that I have kind of dealt with recently is the version of me you created in your mind is not my responsibility.
Do it again.
The version of me you created in your mind is not my responsibility.
Oh, man, does that smack.
Yeah.
Yeah, but how... Oh, my God. Do you know how much of my life I spend trying to convince somebody I'm not
Same.
Who they think I am? It's a huge part of who I am.
I convince... Mm-hmm. And this is something that you have... Okay, it's not convinced because I am this person, but you hate that I'm this person. Where I try to be overly nice. And if someone has a bad thought about me, if they think that I'm... a C word, a B word, whatever, I will bend over backwards.
To try to prove you're not.
Exactly. And it's like, exactly. I know I'm not.
Yeah, you're not.
Yeah.
Let it go. Wow. But I don't let, but I'm saying that to you because it's real easy to say to you, but I would never let it go.
Well, because I've heard before, it's like people react biggest if because of their insecurity, right? So if you say that I'm ugly and I get real defensive, it's because I feel like I'm ugly.
100%.
Mm.
But I also feel like if you just say something about me, like Aaron said, that's just wrong.
Yeah.
That bothers me just as much because, like, that's just so wrong. And I feel the need to do the
almost
same.
Like
change your mind.
I don't know what it is.
But it should just be like, you're wrong and I don't know. I don't need to convince you. It doesn't affect me.
That is the right way to do it. But I guarantee you there's maybe 2% of people who do it that way.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, like, right now, when was the last time, like, when I read the text, if somebody goes, Slacker's a narcissistic, b-hole, whatever, and I'm just like, I was in the habit of trying to respond to them and convince them. I was like, what are you doing, man?
Mm.
Like, are you gonna
change their mind? Or are they gonna hear
like
actually
that person
hear you
doesn't
out? Are they...
know me?
Right. Mm-hmm.
They don't know me. We've never had a beer together. Like, you don't know, like, you know a lot of me. We're very raw on this show, as is evidenced by the fact that Tiak just let Aaron drown.
I've told you, Aaron.
Oh my God, this is so dark. All right, Tiak, I know you have ones. We're going to get to yours and we're going to take the listeners too. If there's a phrase you live by, a mantra, a motto, we want to hear what it is. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're basically looking for your mantra, the words you live by.
Mm-hmm.
Your motto.
And Tiak is... I'm sorry, man.
What?
It's just weird. Like, I just want you to know that if you call us and you have this incredible mantra or whatever, couple things. tomorrow or later tonight, you can go home and tell your sig other, hey, I was on the Slacker show, and you can play it for him. Just download the Odyssey app and you can play it for him. But I want you to understand, when you call in with your life words or whatever, TIAC will misunderstand them and kill people with the knowledge.
Well, do explain it better, I guess. I don't know. I'm drowning over here. What do you want from me?
Kim?
Yay, guys.
Yay. Yay. What's your words to live by?
Okay, mine is, you are the only person that you have to live with for the rest of your life. So take care of that one first.
So good. Probably the most difficult thing you can ever do, but so good.
I hate how much I love it.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I learned that through therapy, and the second I took it to heart, everything got better. I stopped worrying about how other people felt. And, you know, you can still take care of other people and make other people priorities.
But you first.
Just not before you. Because nobody else, you can't count on anybody else to do it for you. You got to do it for yourself, and you got to take care of yourself.
But what if you have a pile of people that are like, you're a bad roommate? Because that's what I have. I have a whole bunch of people who are like, you're not a good roommate. So, like, I've kind of believed that. I don't want to live with me. So, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
You have work to do on you.
Oh. You have a lot of work to do.
Shut up, Aaron!
Kim, thank you for the call. That's
wow, TIAC. Wow, dude. Donna?
Yay!
Words to live by. What do you got?
So my favorite life motto is, rejection is spirit's protection. What is for you will not pass by you.
Oh, ooh, I've heard. I like
rejection
that one too.
Rejection is spirit's protect. So while we're sitting here bummed that we didn't get that job, if you look at it through that lens, you weren't supposed to. Like somebody protected you from that job.
Yeah.
Wow.
I love that one, Donna. I've heard that.
Will not pass by you.
Yeah. What is for you will not pass you. I love that.
You can't misconstrue that one into making it negative and about me or killing a poor child or anything.
Whoa, bud, too far.
My mom has one. It's kind of like that, where it's this or something better. Because you think you know what you want until you realize something better comes along. And you're
do
like,
you understand how many houses, like when you were looking for houses and stuff, I was like, I had contracts on my dream home 100 different times.
Wow.
And they fell through. And I was devastated.
Yeah.
And then a better house came along.
A better one, yeah. This and you're like, that you couldn't have seen.
Not at all, because I was like, I'm convinced this is it. I'll never get better than this. And you're like, oh my God, thank God that didn't go through. Jen?
Hey, yay.
Yay. What's your words to live by?
I just have a little bit of de-escalation advice, working in so much customer service, bartending, whatnot.
Okay.
If someone comes at you and they're seriously pissed off and they're cussing you out and out of control, the best thing I've ever said to anyone is, I can promise you one thing, and that's, I'll never, ever speak to you the way you're speaking to me right now.
Because
there's no comeback. So there's no, what are they going to say?
Ooh.
To that?
Oh my God, that made the hair on my arm stand up. Because if they're listening, which often they're not, because people who do that are just, they just want to hear their own.
Out of control.
But I will never speak to you the way you're speaking.
That's a respect thing, you know?
That is literally like the crane move in Karate Kid. There's no defense.
It's worked every time.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm stealing that.
I'm using it. Bud?
Yay, guys.
Yay.
What are your words to live by?
So I wanted to preface with, I agreed with T-Hack about the way he took that first one that you threw out there about
the one that he took wrong and let somebody drown
right,
when it should
you're
be.
You're not setting yourself up for a good one.
I like Bud.
Here we go. In that same vein, as long as you keep saving somebody's butt, they will keep letting you save their butt.
Yeah, but if they're drowning, you have to save their butt one more time.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.